Ko taku hoa e nā e nei, ko Nona Peltier, who's here same time every day, talk business. Now, Nona, the government has put out some more details about how tighter tax rules are going to apply to the housing market. So what are the details?
Yeah, interesting. So property investors will be able to deduct some of the interest on loans used to buy new houses for the first 20 years after they first gain a code of compliance. You get that after you finish your building and it meets up all the building code and so on. Now, this is going to be regardless of whether they are the first buyer of this property or a subsequent investor. And they'll be exempt for 20 years from those changed tax rules that will stop property investors from deducting interest on loans that they use for residential properties. Now, it's part of a change that the government has brought in different policies to cool the property market and encourage new builds. And so this new policy will cover buildings, properties that get a code of compliance certificate after March 27th, 2021. Now, for the companies, for the properties that fall between the cracks, that tax deduction will be phased out over 4 years. So the head of the Property Investors Federation, Sharon Kulwick, says that since the policy was first announced, some investors have already been divesting of their properties.
With a lot of our larger investors, so what they've done is not selling their whole portfolio, but they have started to trickle feed some of their properties onto the market just to reduce it down, because they know that the tax implications of this are quite significant. So they're getting themselves in a position that, you know, over the 5 years when they slowly bring it down to nothing, that they will be fine and able to hold on to the existing properties.
And Sharon Kulwick, she says that some investors who are going to be caught out by this change may raise rents to cover the bigger tax bill that they're expecting to see in the future.
No, let's talk about KiwiSaver now. And the funds are growing again after a bit of a downturn caused by COVID-19. So what kind of numbers are we talking?
All right, well, some people might remember that they're looking at their balance on their KiwiSaver fund and would have thought, it's gone down. And yes, it did. Last year, we had an $820 million overall loss. This year, we've had a gain, returns of $13.2 billion. So that's a big, big increase and a turnaround from last year. So a gain of $13.2 billion versus last year's $820 million loss. Now, overall, the fund has reached $81 billion. And the FMA, who prepared the report, the director of investment there, he said that it was a momentous year for KiwiSaver and that there were significant shifts also in the regulatory focus for the KiwiSaver providers. So they needed to do things like start to get on top of their fee structure. And for sure, the FMA found that fees that are being charged for funds under management have definitely increased at a much slower rate. So some people will be looking at their FMA, their KiwiSaver accounts and thinking they've done pretty well in the past year.
And Nona, what numbers have you got for us from the markets?
It's an interesting day. Look, there's been some interest. We talked about that China Evergrande Group. That's that property company that's got an unsolved debt crisis. I mean, $305 billion US dollar is a debt crisis we're talking. And also now there's been some power outages and shortages in China, which is worrying the commercial sector in terms of whether or not they can continue to produce and manufacture goods and so forth, and what effect that might have on the economy there. So our index, that's the top 50 index, it fell 0.4% today. That's a 53-point drop to 13,174. But the New Zealand dollar, it's steady at 70.2 US cents, 96.1 Australian and 51.2 pence.
Thanks, Nona. Ka kite. That is Nona Peltier with Our Business News.